As the Sockeye fire continues to burn near Willow, people are waiting to assess the toll on life and property. Hundreds of animals were evacuated to other areas in the valley. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the sled dog response was part of their emergency management plan.
But yeah, we can sit in the cab if you don't mind getting your town clothes covered in dog hair.
Iditarod veteran Elizabeth Norris greets me with a beer in her hand, feet covered in dust. Norris had just scarfed down a hamburger and was finally getting a chance to breathe after a day and a half of scrambling out of the fire's path. She evacuated her kennel on Sunday afternoon.
In the event that we lost everything, I wanted to make sure that I would be able to continue to train the dogs. So I loaded up my sleds and my harnesses and my gear.
Members of Willow's tight-knit mushing community mobilized fast and got hundreds of animals to safety at different sites in the valley, including the fenced-in lot behind Underdog Feeds in Wasilla, which Norris's family runs. Just a few weeks ago, Willow mushers had reassessed their emergency evacuation plans.
Actually, it was in our last Willow Dog Mushers meeting.
Jamie West is the group's secretary.
It was recognized that because of the little amount of snow that we had, it would be a bad fire season. And it was pretty right on.
West sits on a cot inside a tent flanked by two tractor trailers, shading a string of dogs, along with several other animals hitched wherever there's space. Her husband hauls jugs of water from a spigot in the feed store to keep the animals cool, with temperatures still hovering in the 80s. West says the herd of pets has shrunk since they first evacuated from their home by milepost 65.
It's like the Noah's Ark. We had two baby goats, and we had our own chickens, and we have our own horses. And then we had 15 of someone else's sled dogs.
The borough requires kennels to have an emergency plan in place, but mushers camped out in trucks and under blue tarps donated by Home Depot say it was phone calls and Facebooking with neighbors that sprang everybody into action as the blaze erupted Sunday. Sitting in the cab of the truck where she'll spend the night, Jenny Evans says that while she herself wasn't prepared for the evacuation, her neighbors were.
And I got home from work and my dog yard was completely packed up in other people's dog trucks that had gone there to help.
Though there have been some scattered reports of pets dying in the blaze, the borough's animal care manager says they haven't received any news of injured or loose animals at the Matsu shelter in the days since the fire intensified. Property damage is harder to pin down. By Monday morning, many in the Underdog lot believed their homes were lost, only to hear afterwards that the fire had spared their property. A disaster declaration by FEMA cites 25 homes burned. That figure helps free up resources to fight the fire, but as Jeremy Zedek with the state's Office of Emergency Management says, getting hard numbers won't be possible until locals on the ground can see which houses and outbuildings have been destroyed.
While the fire is still raging, it's very difficult to get any type of accurate damage assessment. So the numbers that we have now are preliminary.
With a sleeping mat rolled out next to her truck and across from two dozen huskies clipped to a fence, Lisbeth Norris is mostly concerned with getting her team fed and rested. In the yard, they're safe and comfy enough. For Norris, the hardest part is behind her, making the difficult decisions about what else she'd be able to carry out from her family's compound.
And then I went inside and asked Grandma what she would like us to take. And what do you salvage from, like, 94 years of life?
In this case, it was a 60-pound tote filled with precious books, some photos, along with a single trophy commemorating her grandmother's prize-winning dog, Bonzo.
Just nice to hold on to.
Norris isn't sure when she'll get to go home, but for now, she has most of what she needs. Reporting in Wasilla, I'm Zachariah Hughes.